Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
It means a lot, But at the end of the day, it's still Houston Texans trying to get a win. That would be my main focus, before the game, throughout the game. And if we get to do it at the end of the game, that would be the focus.
That's Demaryius Thomas. He plays for the Texans. They're coming here. He's being honored, by the way, after the national anthem, which is just a little twist there, as he and Brandon Marshall were the most notable national anthem guys. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Talk about a non-issue anymore. By the way, did you catch that a cheerleader from the 49ers took a knee during the anthem last night?
I did not see that.
She did? Yeah. Whatever. It's what it's become.
Saw the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the most exciting thing about the game. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
You think that she loses her cheerleadership?
I hope not. I mean, you know, we've come a long way in this country in the past couple of years about, you know, what it means to different people. And hopefully people can express their rights here in the United States of America in a nonviolent, peaceful way, whether you agree with them or not. Because we are America. Last time I checked. So anyways, I heard you might have a problem with the Broncos honoring DT. That kind of caught me by surprise, but I'm happy to hear.
Yeah, I just don't think I just don't think that it's time for that. You know,
when would the right time be?
When he's done playing. Oh. Bring him back here like you've done for every other athlete who has, you know, been put in the Ring of Fame. And give him his day.
That's one of those things, you know, though.
No, it's not one of those things. I think it's just a bad PR move to, soften the blow of a player who was declining, coming back home to play a game. You know, it just happens to be his first game. If this wasn't his first game, to call it, say if this was the third game that he was playing, would this be happening?
Come on, man. I mean, the Colts did something for Peyton Manning when he got back
there. Peyton Manning, he's the Hall of Famer.
DT's not one of our greatest players
of
all time.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
You got to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, I'm just saying, you're talking about the guy who changed the franchise. Did DT change the franchise?
I mean, the Abs did something for Matt Duchene. Matt Duchene said it was really touching. It was one of the he was really honored.
I don't know,
by
man.
It.
Maybe that's where we are.
Why
maybe
is
that's
it
what
bad?
The fans.
Why
maybe
is it
that's
bad?
What the fans want to do. Because
yeah, I think the fans
players,
would want to
as
do that.
Players, man, when you get traded, you get traded. When you get cut, you get cut. There's no pomp and circumstance behind bringing you back to play another a team that you used to play for.
I don't know, man.
It just doesn't make sense to me. If that's the new rule in sport, that if you once played for a team and you had, call it 8 good years, that they have a tribute video. Well, I know that Paul Pierce said that he didn't want that when Rondo was coming back last year, and well, it didn't happen.
Okay.
So
I think it was a little bit more dicey with Rondo.
Not Rondo. It was point guard.
Ray Allen?
No.
Who?
Isaiah Thomas. He said, don't do that on my night.
How long was I? What? Huh?
Yeah, he was gone 1 year, came back last year to Boston.
Wait, I am so confused. Was it it was honoring Isaiah?
Paul Pierce was getting his number retired,
yeah.
And then the same night, it happened to be the game that
Isaiah Thomas. How long did Isaiah Thomas play for the Celtics?
I don't know, but he was finished like second in the MVP race. He was a great player for them.
But how long did he play for him?
I don't know. 4 years? 5 years?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same.
But guys, almost the MVP, and he's
not sure.
Get to the
three years? I'm not sure how it's a PR mistake. Like, who's going to be offended by it?
I'm offended.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, wow, man. Did you do it for Eric Decker when he left?
Eric? Huh?
Who'd you do
Eric
it for?
They got rid of Eric Decker after 4 years.
Okay. Did you do it for Elvis Dumervil?
I don't know. Elvis wasn't here as long as DT.
Okay.
So how many Broncos?
The bottom line is, it's unusual.
How many Broncos do you think have been with the organization for 8.5 years? It's one of the longer times of any player.
You know what, D-Mac, guys have been cut and released and gone and played for, but maybe that's the world we live in now where it's okay to, you know, after a guy gets cut or released and he plays for another team, if he plays for you for 8 years, there's a tribute video. Yeah. Doesn't make sense to me, but, you know.
I remember the Glenn Kudrez tribute video was amazing. And Glenn was with the Chargers, and he came back.
There was no tribute video for Shannon Sharpe when he got released, and he was playing for the Baltimore Ravens.
There you go. That's a good one. Did he ever play for the Ravens here in Denver?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But you got a good one there. But I don't think he ever played against the Broncos.
What about when he went to go play for the... Let's see. I was about to say the... You know what? Let me check and see if the Ravens played the Broncos.
They did play the Broncos. It was in the playoffs, and we got waxed.
Was that a home game?
No, it was in Baltimore. You don't remember that windy game? Gus Frerotte, Shannon scored a touchdown. I mean, kind of put it to the Broncos.
Just wait a second. I'll give you a couple.
How long was Shannon actually on the Ravens?
I think 2 or 3 years. Long enough to get a Super Bowl.
Well, you only have to be on there 1 year to be long enough. You only have to be on there half a season if you get traded at the right time.
Shannon played in Denver with Baltimore. It was September 30th, 2001. Baltimore won 20-13.
Wow. Did they do a tribute video for him?
I am not sure, but Stokely played. 1 reception, 3 yards.
Nice, Stoke.
Shannon was 5 for 50.
Guys, call over to the Broncos. See if they... Broncos, I know you have people listening. Was there a tribute video to Shannon Sharpe? What was the date again, Brian?
September 30th, 2001.
September 30th, 2001.
Or did they do one for Trevor Price? I don't think so.
Are you in a bad mood today?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I just don't like.
We're talking about 60 seconds after the anthem where Demaryius just waves to the crowd and shows some highlights.
Wait a minute. Is Demaryius going to be on the field?
I would assume so. It's after the anthem. Where else is he going to
After the anthem, he's going to come running out onto the field?
I don't know where he's going to be during the anthem. That's a good question. I haven't been keeping track of who's doing what during the anthem. It's such a minor issue
DT
to me.
He was not on the field during the anthem earlier in the year. Him and Brandon Marshall
preseason, but I don't know what they've been doing during the regular season.
I don't know. It just feels a little, I don't know.
I feel you.
I feel like amateur hour to me. Don't like it. When the guy goes into the Ring of Fame, bring him back here. Let's have a day for him.
That's it. No honoring anybody.
No, man. That's not how you do it in football. Maybe you do it in basketball. Maybe you do it in baseball. But we don't do it like that in football.
They literally do it in every sport, including football.
Win.
Peyton Manning. Colts.
Dude, that was Peyton. Peyton Manning, dude. I almost said something else. It's Peyton Manning.
I'm sure if Vince Wilfork, when he was with the Texans, came back and played for the Patriots, they would take, a minute out and honor Vince Wilfork.
Gotta have them win 3 Super Bowls and play in 4.
Did Demaryius not help us win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. But it's not like he had the impact of Vince Wilfork.
Vince Wilfork did get a video tribute.
Yeah, dude, it happens.
He played with the Texans.
I'm not saying that he doesn't get a tribute like that, but it's just like, we're talking about like the game. Vince Wilfork, I think, played for the Patriots for like 12 or 13 years.
You realize it'd be a bigger story if he didn't get a little
nod. I just don't believe in that.
The difference in this Vince Wilfork thing and what's going on right now with Demaryius Thomas is it didn't happen 5 days later.
It doesn't matter. Trades happen.
The timing is ridiculous.
Guys get cut.
The timing is absurd. It's right out of a...
What it says is,
out of a Disney story.
I heard Vance Joseph talk about, that the Broncos hadn't began game planning for the Texans earlier in the week when DT was released. He wasn't there for a game plan day. Except DT has played against your defense every single day. Since you've been here in Denver, he knows what all your checks are. He knows what all of your go-to moments are. He knows what the guys look like when they're cheating on blitzes. He knows all those things. But I guess it just doesn't matter. So anyway, that's going to be Sunday. So here we go. I'm excited to see a good game between the Broncos and the Texans as we after we pay tribute to Demaryius Thomas.
Okay. Broncos got some guys who are missing. Some moves today. Did you hear about all the moves?
Oh, yeah. A lot of things going on.
Oh, by the way, really quick before I forget, and I was listening to the Zoakley show, as I always do. Peyton Manning has this really cool thing. This, like, highlight stuff he does, this coaching film, whatever it's called.
He talked about one of the records when Brandon Stokely was the receiver of record, post-corner.
It was so... You saw it.
Of course.
It was so cool. And it reminded me on that move, Peyton throws the ball before the receiver actually makes his defining cut. Like, he lets the ball go before the receiver has really done whatever fake he needs to do. Like, he fakes to the corner, then he comes up the middle, that sort of thing.
The timing looks like it's going for the timing is, you know,
oh, man,
the ball
it's
is
so
coming
beautiful.
Out.
I mean,
ball
like,
is coming out.
If the receiver cuts the wrong way, boy, are you going to look stupid for sure. But, oh, my gosh, it was really cool. And then there's 83. There's Stokely. And Peyton's calling him my buddy Stokely or something like that. That's awesome, man. It's cool seeing a Stoke featured like that. It's a cool feature by Manning. The problem with the feature was may have been just because this is why Patrick Mahomes is awesome. Let me show you. Then it's 5 minutes about why Patrick Mahomes is so awesome. But anyways, it's good to see 83 out there.
On that play, by the way, he said that Mahomes didn't have time to get the playoff. He did have time to get the playoff. He just didn't want to throw it.
What, are you contradicting Peyton Manning on his own video?
Yeah, I think that he made his mind up that he was going to hit the shallow crosser.
Sorry, Peyton, you're wrong. I'm going to...
Body language is everything.
I'm going to go with Peyton Manning on that one. But
okay, go ahead. You can.
Not that I don't love you, because I do. Out for the Broncos. Deshaun Hamilton, out. Brandon Marshall, out. Bradley Roby, out. Wonder if he wasted his time going to, like, meetings and stuff. Darian Stewart, out. So the Broncos have made some moves. They have cut Isaiah McKenzie, and they hope to add him to the practice squad. They cut him because they really do need a fourth wide receiver. And because Deshaun Hamilton's out, you traded Demaryius. Timing's kind of bad. And, you know, Isaiah McKenzie's a terrible receiver. So he gets cut, and River Craycraft, Al, gets added. But there very well could be a situation where Craycraft and McKenzie ping pong up and down depending on, you know, what's needed. And it's a huge sign that sadly Jordan Taylor, who we all really like, Sunshine, just isn't ready to go, unfortunately. Double hip surgery. They have to put him on the 53 on Monday or put him on IR for the rest of the year. So likely he goes on IR for the rest of the year. Kind of a bummer for him. Suat Kravens comes back, so he'll hopefully fill the gap of Darian Stewart. And those are the moves. What do you think of all that? Also, Marquette King has officially been released. He was on.
So now he can go play for somebody else.
He can do whatever he wants. Go have fun. He's officially gone. There you go. The King is not here. But that was a weird one because he was on that IR scheduled to be released, whatever.
So he was basically hanging around Denver. Probably still is.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Counting his money, making some fun videos. You know, whatever he wants to do.
Right.
Can dress up. I bet he had a great time for Halloween.
Bet he's not going to be making any stupid videos while he's unemployed.
I hope the videos were fantastic. I don't know why he would stop.
Bet he stops. But if he wants to work, I bet he stops.
What a shame.
You like characters, huh?
We all love the video. Oh, God, I can't get enough of them. Hopefully he's working on his emoji game. He's focusing on punting. He's, you know, he's doing all the things. Maybe taking a kickbox class. I don't know. Whatever he wants to do. Maybe punt. Hey, you know what? He could come out for our kicking challenge. out there at the high school next week. By the way, I would win that challenge except for my ACL injury.
Yeah, you would.
I'm the only soccer player on the staff.
It doesn't matter. I used to be a kicker in high school. I used to be an actual kicker in high school.
Honorable mention soccer player.
I am definitely going to be the guy that wins the contest.
Oh, man, maybe. You threw that fastball right down the hall. I couldn't believe it. So maybe, I mean, you could be right. You got the biggest engine, so there's no reason that you couldn't deliver on the tracks.
Hmm?
What?
Hmm?
LOL. Mark Schlereth pointed out you can say the most insulting thing as long as you say LOL afterwards. So I tweeted out, everybody from Alaska is stupid. LOL. I think he took it the right way. Okay. He didn't really respond.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, as long as you say LOL. I guess that's what I've been doing. But by the way, that's what Sanders would do to me, like on Twitter. Like he would make some sort of snotty remark about me and then throw on an LOL at the end. He actually did do that multiple times, actually.
You didn't even mention the Syracuse is a junior college, LOL.
Yeah, somebody threw that at me. I like that. I mean, Syracuse is D1 when it comes to radio, so I'm not offended. But, you know, it's okay. You can, you know, and we dominate there. But that's cool if you want to call Syracuse a junior college. I can laugh at that because it's just not true. Going to a bowl. We're bowling. Syracuse football, back at it.
Oh, we still need one win.
Yeah, good luck
on
that.
We're on the road this weekend at Arizona.
Tonight?
Tonight.
It's game day. Good luck. Tate scarred you up last year.
Jumped on the scene.
Oh, my God. He had like 300 yards of rushing against the Buffaloes last year. Buffaloes coming off one of the most humiliating losses of all time, trying to rebound down in Tucson. Probably be like 13 people at that game. Arizona does not put people on the stands, by the way. And I cannot imagine this is a...
Fight.
A big travel game for Buffs fans.
Oh, I think it is.
Tucson?
Oh, yeah.
Tucson sucks.
Another weekend in Arizona. Do you see how we dominated the Cardinals?
You've been to Tucson, right?
Oh, yeah, but you're only there for the game tonight. Tucson. Game, you go back to Scottsdale, baby.
Yeah, the 2.5-hour drive.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's flying into Tucson. You fly in to
Man, nobody's
Phoenix.
Going to this game. This has got, like, the lowest amount of appeal of all time.
Have a good time. Turn it out tonight in Tucson, and then
turn
get in
it
the
out
car.
In Tucson. What exactly does that mean?
Oh, have
is
a great night.
Is
Tucson.
The Chuck E. Cheese open till 9?
Chuck E. Cheese? What are you talking about? Have you never hung out in Tucson?
I've been to Tucson. They got one little small strip of like places.
Dude, you've never really hung out in Tucson.
I've been to Tucson.
No, you haven't.
Are we going to the Delta Tau Delta party? I mean, what are we doing?
Man, there's some good places in Tucson.
All right.
Just take it from your boy.
Oh, I'll take it from my boy, who's definitely not going down there.
Who, me? I'm right here in the studio, dude.
I see you. All right. Anyways. Out
you
for
know
the
what?
Texas.
Because of that, I may go to Arizona tonight.
Well, okay.
What time does that game start?
8:30 kick.
8:30 our time?
I can probably catch the second half.
That's brutal.
I probably can catch the second half.
Okay. Tucson. The campus is nice. The school is nice. The city is awful.
That Pima Junior College down there is huge.
It's big.
Oh, my goodness.
That place is the real... Hey, listen. Let me tell you. For baseball, it's legit as legit gets. But just to live? Eesh.
It's a big college town. It's a big college town.
Yeah, Pima, the junior college right down the street's got like 20,000 kids.
No, it's a big junior college. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Zach Cunningham, whoever he is, he's not playing for the Texans. Other than that, they're kind of okay. They got some guys that are kind of bumped up. Any of these injuries? Oh, Royce Freeman, questionable.
The one that I, of course, that I'm really interested in is... the Bradley Roby injury.
Pac-Man Jones, here we go.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You don't have no choice. It's going to be Yadam, Jones, Chris Harris, and help me out.
22.
Tremaine Brock. Those are your four guys.
I think it's probably going to be 22 to start tonight.
They're all going to play.
On Sunday.
They'll all be playing.
I mean, the Broncos basically what they told you what they think about Adam Jones last week.
They did, didn't they? But he has to play. So there you go. Not Brendan Langley. He's still a better option than Brendan Langley. You know, I still like the Broncos' chances here. I'm taking the Broncos. I heard Stink this morning steal my prediction score, saying it was going to be 24-23, because that's what I've been saying all week. But I have a 24-23 Broncos. But despite everything, I think the home, I think the teams are very much alike, and I'll just give it to the hometown team on this one. So I do believe they get it done.
How'd you do in the game last night?
Terrible. I took the Raiders. How stupid was that?
So did
Oh, my God. I look like an idiot. John, is this John Gruden afterwards, Big Sexy, or is this before the game? The John Gruden clips I have. Is this before or after the game?
So the one with Howie Long was recorded before the game, and the two other ones are after.
We're building a championship.
All right, so I'm trying to
guys,
figure out
we're
going to
build a championship here.
Howie Long.
I'm telling you.
So which cut is I see three here. I'll play this.
I'm just trying to get people excited about the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders is a great organization. Yeah. I know it's not looking pretty right now, but I've heard a lot of negativity, you know, over the last 6 or 7 months, and rightfully so. We're going to build a championship football team here, and I know a lot of people as players, as fans, and, you know, just in general want to be a part of this.
Yeah, he got asked after the game about his comments about people calling him to be there.
I see players after every game we play that, you know, want to be Raiders. That's been the case my whole life. I think the brand of the Raiders is an exciting one, and I think a lot of players, no doubt, do want to play for us in the future, and I'm not going to speculate any further than that. I'm not going to get into who calls me and who texts me. I've made a lot of friends in this business over the years.
Well, we know Uncle Rico and Bobby Boucher have reached out, but other than that, we're not quite sure.
How about Jerry Rice? How about Brett Favre?
Yeah,
how about
good one.
You know what? How about Dez Bryant?
All real positive.
You know what? T.O. had to have called him.
I heard Tebow's got Gruden on speed dial.
Timmy!
I saw Timmy on ESPN today. He always talks way up here when he talks about football, and I really like what's going on. It feels like he's about to pass out every time he talks. Have you ever noticed that? He takes like a deep breath and everything is just...
That's okay. How old is Tim Tebow right now?
He looks like he's 17.
I'm 52 or 51.
He's not 52 or 51.
No, I don't know how old he is. He's got to be in his 30s. Same age as DT?
What?
Same draft class.
What do you mean? He's 31. Four more years before he can run for president.
The ultimate maturing candidate. I'm going to do great by all the people, all the time, and still play AAA baseball. Senator Tebow.
Do you think that he is going to be part of the political process going forward?
No, I don't think he
is. You don't think so?
No. Yes. I don't know. I just hope somewhere today during our show, we hear some sort of commercial for Proposition 112. I am really, really rooting for that. Big Three's coming up next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three.
Story number one, Alfred. Let me introduce you to Nick Mullins.
Mullins under center, play action to Mostert, rolling left, throws it out of the flat, he's got Kittle, touchdown 49ers! Drive is all stone cold Kittle.
What did we watch last night?
We watched two teams that had one win going into the night, but what we ended up seeing was one team that was trying and was really trying to get a win and another team who really didn't care. So as far as I'm concerned, we saw a team that was tanking and a team that had a lot of pride and a coaching staff that is could never do what John Gruden is doing.
Embarrassing?
I think that what he's putting on out there right now is far from professional, and it's made The Raiders look like a dumbfounded team. And it looks like that they want to trade their quarterback and get out of everything so they can build their championship team, as John Gruden puts it.
Bongos.
Three. This week, we have a big game. Alabama and LSU.
Can't wait to watch my man Tua.
Now, is this a game you're going to watch?
Hell yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So when did you turn into a college football fan?
When my son went to ASU and I started watching Pac-12 football, and it just sort of naturally grew to me watching more college football in general.
Do you follow college football?
Quite a bit now, and, you know, specifically the Pac-12, but it's definitely led me to pay more attention in general. So really, for the past couple of years, I've been way more tied into college football than ever.
It feels good to be with my homeboy on Saturdays to watch good college football. Now, my Buffaloes are going to get that dub tonight. But as far as the rest of the games, man, they're going to be great games. This is a great week for college football. None bigger than that game between LSU and Alabama in the Swamp. Okay,
bongos.
Three.
Back to last night, the performance of Derek Carr. Did it do anything to change your opinion about Derek Carr?
No, because I do believe that coaches can call right plays and they can call bad plays for you. And last night didn't do anything for me. Derek Carr is, to me, a prominent NFL quarterback who has the goods. So I'm not looking at him any differently today than I did at any other point.
Bongos.
Three.
How about your guys, the Boston Red Sox, going out in L.A., having a bill for roughly $300,000.
I didn't catch that story.
And
when was this? After the game?
After the game. $300,000.
No
way.
And left
a $196,000 tip.
That's awesome. That's
hell
how
yeah.
About my guys, I guess. That's pretty cool. Where?
This was in Los Angeles.
Disneyland?
Do you like it? Do you want those numbers?
Wait, dude, seriously, where was it? Like, what place actually? Where did that happen?
I'm quite sure there are so many places for.
No, but that had to happen at one place if it's all.
Oh, yeah. They had like 20 bottles.
They went to West Hollywood's Nightingale Plaza nightclub.
So did the owners just rent it out? Did they just.
No, I think they just kind of added into the party.
Oh, come on. No way.
$195,000 tip, dude.
Well, good for them, man. That's awesome.
And the owners just said, you know, hey, we'll pick that one up. 60 bottles of Moet, 48 bottles of Dom Perignon, 43 bottles of Ace of Spades, 17 bottles of Jack Daniels, 12 bottles of Perrier Jouet, 11 bottles of Jameson, 5 bottles of Veuve, 1 bottle of Cristal, and multiple bottles of Don Julio and Belvedere.
And one massive 15-liter bottle of Luke Belair Lux.
Wow. Who dressed up like Woody? Nobody? Everybody's okay. Pongos. Good for them. I mean, what do you say?
I just think sounds that like publishing the number is just...
Who published the number? How did that come out?
I don't know, but I think the tip was part of the...
That was TMZ.
TMZ.
Sounds about right.
TMZ. Okay.
Sounds like they did.
It's in LA. TMZ have reporters.
Did anybody get drunk and get in trouble?
I'm quite sure people, you know,
they
were
got
tipsy,
drunk, but did anybody get in trouble?
No, but I'm just saying, do you care to hear those numbers? I mean, those are staggering numbers.
That's what it means to be a champion, dude.
$300,000 night out and $195,000 tip.
There's a snake in my boot.
Yeah, that's what it means to be a champion. Those are championship habits. Bongos.
Three.
Alfred, when it comes to the Nuggets, are you ready to give Michael Malone a little bit of credit at this point? It's like one of the best starts in Nuggets history.
They're playing a brand of basketball that can be certainly appreciated.
That's it?
What do you mean?
That's your praise of Michael Malone? That's it?
Right now, the Nuggets are a much better team than the Houston Rockets. In a series, who would win?
I really don't know.
Oh, you don't?
Okay. So wait, we should fire Michael Malone if I speculate?
No.
Nine games into the season, they can't beat the Rockets?
The Rockets are 1-5 right now.
Yeah, this is exactly...
The Nuggets. The Nuggets win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, bongos.
Okay, bongos.
Three!
Everybody out there is rolling their eyes at you right now.
Okay, fine. I'm a basketball neophyte. I love what I'm watching.
They're winning games.
I'm seeing Wancho come off the bench and light it up. I'm seeing a back-to-back.
That was a good game last
back-to-back.
Night.
I'm seeing them destroy a team that they should destroy and do it in a fun way. I mean, it's totally entertaining and pretty fun. And then it was great watching the Avalanche until they had like one of the worst gags ever. But everybody wants us to talk about the Avalanche. You really want us to talk about that? All right, Avs fans.
How did you
choke away a 3-goal lead and give up 5 unanswered? Mark Rycroft's head is falling off right now. I know.
Didn't taste very good.
He told me. I just sit there and say, go Avs. We'll win in Vancouver tonight. Right? Is it tonight in Vancouver? Yeah. Whatever.
It's got to be tonight because tomorrow night, Drake's going to be in Vancouver.
When we come back, do you want to go into the anthem thing more? Or have you said your piece?
I'm good.
Okay. It's a drop on the fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Yes. One of the songs, one of the 9 songs my band in high school played.
You see it all around you.
Kill this one.
Good love is gone, man.
I play drums.
And usually it's too late to win you.
Come on, Al, sing along.
That's what you had.
Yeah. Look at the harmony. Southern Fried Rock. Friday afternoon.
Just hold on.
I got some.
You sound like you like this one.
I do like it. It's one of the, I told you, it's one of the 9 songs we played in high school. It's pretty easy. Well, the drums are pretty easy. Singing actually sounds kind of tough. God, we were good at those middle school dances. I mean, we killed it. We had a really good-looking lead singer. I mean, he just got up there. My man, Jamie Tedford. You can look him up on Twitter. Dude's good-looking now at 50.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
Are you a Twitter stalker or a Facebook stalker? Or?
No. I put something out there the other day, and he hit me up on Twitter. I haven't talked to Jamie in a long time, and he hit me up. It was awesome.
You talk with him?
Just like back and forth on Twitter. You know, just
say,
like
hey,
that.
Dude, how'd you get so many Twitter followers?
He doesn't have anything compared to me. He got the looks. I got the Twitter followers. I got a tweet. Speaking of... oh, my God. My kid is killing me. Do your kids ever kill you? Like, you think everything's okay. We go on the air. And then during the show, they just kill you. Does that ever happen?
Kind of, you know, yeah. I just don't let it bother me because, you know, we have this responsibility for 3 hours, so I just kind of blow them all off during this time period, unless I get a 911 or something. Other than that, you know, dad's working.
Mm-hmm.
You had all day to make your statements or comments, and you chose to do it in this time frame. Well, I'm going to give you as little time as, you know, as I can.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important thing.
So, I agree. Teenagers.
But you get emotional about it.
No, I'm good.
You do.
No, I'm good.
I just know who you are. You're just all in.
I'm good.
So, you just kind of hard for
I'm
you to kind of work through.
No, I'm trying to find the tweet
kids
that...
coming, you know...
What?
To the forefront of the show
I'm
in the middle of a break.
Leaving it alone. Oh, here we go. I hate, this is from Chili Dipper. What's up, Chili? Mr. Dipper. I hate to keep digging in D-Mac's mentions. That's Twitter. But Colorado pros, I think he got mistyped there, but people in Colorado that don't pay attention to SEC football and disregard Tua's special talent. Kick rocks for comparing Tua to Coker and Sims. Do you think there's anything to that, that we just kind of dismiss the SEC and we don't really take things all that serious because we have a bias against the SEC because of where we live?
Oh, I don't have a bias against them. I know a good football player when we see one. That's for sure.
All right, so can you look at Tua with a
I really haven't seen
fair pair of glasses.
I've seen him play like, you know, just highlights of game. I haven't seen him manage a game. I haven't seen
him. Well, all right, here we go.
You know,
here we
go on Saturday. This weekend will be the first one where I'll see him actually manage a game.
All right, fair enough.
So if you turn around and hand the ball off to your running back and he's ripping off 60-yard runs and, you know, there are never any third down and long pressure situations where you have to deliver the ball on time and on target, well, then my evaluation of you probably is going to be a little lower.
Well, what do you think about the matchup between LSU and Alabama then?
I don't know much about either one of the two teams, to be totally honest with you. I'm just not into that matchup. I watch my Colorado Buffaloes every weekend. I'm into this dude, Minshew, at Washington State. I've watched everything that they've done. Think that he's going to be a talent. You know, I started looking at the stats right around this time of year, and he's at the top of the stat sheets by most in most categories. So, you know, that's where my focus is. It's the same numbers that brought us Baker Mayfield and all the other first and, you know, second, third, fourth picks in the draft. Top five guys do top five things in college. He's one of those top five guys in college.
I'm looking forward to LSU Alabama.
I am too.
I'm actually in a maybe a surprisingly positive mood about everything with the Broncos right now. Because I see scenarios where everything works out just fine over a short period of time. And, you know, once I sort of got my head around that and it really wasn't about this year, boy, it's kind of like encouraging. Like I can sit there and not get so frustrated by things, and I can be okay.
Let me ask you something.
And I'm still picking them to win. Sunday,
I need to ask you something because of what we saw last night. Because it's really happening.
That was embarrassing.
It's really happening right now for the Raiders. They're going to have the first overall pick. You know that's just it.
They're making a run. You don't think the Giants can out tank them?
No, because I think the Giants have two wins.
I don't think so.
Do they have just one?
I believe so. But we've been called out for having shaky numbers already here in this show. So
yeah, Brandon did.
Yeah, he's Mr. Fancy Pants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just produce us and then leave us.
Yeah.
I guess our numbers are going to be skewed a little bit.
I'm glad you're sending us notes
so much for
nice focus. You
know, sticking with the team.
Right. Quitters make things easy. You know where they stand. The New York Giants have a whopping one win, 1-7.
So I think that's the deal. I think
it's a race.
Both of the teams. No, I don't think it's really a race in New York because they have a brand new head coach who does not have a 10-year, $100 million deal.
So you think the Giants will bottom out quicker than the Raiders?
I think the Raiders.
I'm saying it's a race
not,
to the bottom.
I'm saying the Raiders will not.
Who's more committed to losing?
Will not let a stupid thing like a victory get in the way of getting the first pick in the draft.
You think the Giants stupidly...
So I'm picking against the Raiders in every game the rest of the year.
Oh, me too. I didn't know it was that.
I mean,
bad.
I didn't know it was... I didn't know they were going to do that.
And then we had...
I didn't know they were going to do that.
Well, we heard Nick Mullins. We're like, who is Nick Mullins? Now the world knows who Nick Mullins is. Nick Mullins looked unbelievable. People were hitting me up. Should we trade for Nick Mullins? You're playing against a team that was that was weird to see an NFL team just give up in the middle of a game.
Southern Miss.
Woo! He got a call from Brett Favre after the game. He was crying. He was like good crying. Like there's good crying and bad crying. Good crying is like, I just achieved everything I never thought I'd be able to achieve. We won. I'm awesome. Bad crying is I'm Paxton Lynch and I don't want to go back in the game.
Did he really get a call from Brett?
Yep, that's what I heard.
And you say he was boo-hooing?
Yeah, he was emotional after. I mean, I know nobody was watching the end of that game. I understand. But there were media reports that he was crying in joy after the game.
Good for him.
Absolutely good for him.
One of the best debuts in the history of the National Football League.
You got to put it in context who he was playing against and what they were trying to do. But
that quarterback, Southern Miss. You know who else went there, right?
Well, that's why
Kyle Sloter.
He's probably the reason that Sloter ended up in UNC.
No.
Yes.
I'd have to think about that. Could you be right on? Maybe you're right about that. Because Sloter was there. He was a receiver. And then he was going to be a quarterback. And then they fired the coach. You know what? You might be right about that. This is the guy who probably they favored instead of Sloter. Wow. Full circle.
2013, they started out 0-6, and Nick Mullins actually was inserted as the starter.
2013.
Kyle Sloter was there.
Look at that. This is,
he was a receiver.
Nice pickup, Al. This was the dude that got that lost Kyle Sloter his scholarship from Southern Miss.
He played one more season after that in Southern Miss and then transferred up to Northern Colorado.
Yeah, he played another season. He barely played. And then they cut him. They took away his scholarship because of Nick Mullins. Wow. We should hate him.
Mullins joins Fran Tarkenton, Jim Kelly, as the only quarterback to throw for 250-plus yards, 3-plus touchdowns, and no interceptions in an NFL debut since 1950. I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you that what we saw last night, we can never have the first pick. If that happened to Denver, if the Broncos,
that's what I've been saying.
If the Broncos would pull a stunt like that,
yeah.
If the Broncos would pull a stunt like that,
man,
y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here.
Y'all gonna make me act a fool.
Where?
Up in here.
Where?
Up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out.
What?
Up in here.
Where?
Up in here.
Okay, we got football at 4. And Hugh Jackson. I mean, you heard what Hugh Jackson's been saying.
Let's get to
God bless Hugh Jackson. And it's very relevant to the Broncos. Details next.